calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right. Yes, here we are. This is CITR 101.9 FM. It's the middle of summer here in Vancouver. Very cold in parts of Australia right now, if you're listening. I know it's unbelievably snowing in parts, I believe. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian music. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. And you can say hello on Twitter too, at ozstranded. And it's a bit of another laid-back kind of summer holiday show today. We don't have a guest booked. We're having a few weeks off from that. But we do have some interesting people already lined up to come in from next month. So stay tuned. Again, that blog, if you want to catch up with the old interviews, ozstrandedradio.com. And there's plenty of great ones there. We've put the effort in to do as many as possible this year. And there's no shortage of great local artists here in Vancouver. And also, occasionally I'll talk to folks overseas in Australia. I'll get on the phone and record an interview. So a little bit more effort for me, but it's always worth it to get people's stories. So we're going to play a lot of music today, and starting out with old music as we always do. In the background you're hearing, of course, the Saints, legendary punk band from Australia. But Canada too, of course, has a great punk heritage. And the West Coast too here, it seems to be, I don't know, just from what little I know of the punk history of Canada, most of the good bands, well, arguably came from this part of the world, like Vancouver, Victoria. In fact, I saw DOA are still in action, and I saw on their Facebook page, they put up a poster of a big festival they're playing somewhere in the UK, and it's meant to be like the big, you know, one of the big punk gatherings in the world, festivals, and a number of the bands there were Canadian. You know, SNFU was on the bill, the Subhumans, DOA, all very high on the bill. So just goes to show that this country too has a great heritage as far as punk goes. And one band that's part of that is the Dayglo Abortions, and we played Proud to Be a Canadian from them a few weeks back. And just through coincidence, I happened to pick up a copy of Chris Walters' biography on the story of the Dago Abortions. And they are a controversial band, so he gave the book an equally controversial title, Arg, Fuck, Kill, The Story of the Dago Abortions. So if you're not familiar with them, they rose to prominence not only through their music, but through the massive legal strife that they got into in 1988. A Nepean, Ontario police officer instigated a criminal investigation of the Dayglos after his daughter bought a copy of their record Here Today, Guano Tomorrow, and he was fuming when he saw the cover and read the lyrics. And they had obscenity charges against them, and it was quite an epic series of events. Took them by surprise, but then again, they did set out from day one to be very, very abrasive and in your face, and took a lot of courage. And apparently, they are still around. They're still playing to this day. At least one of the members, the original singer Cretan, he is still playing, writing songs and touring with the band. So it's kind of been cool reading this book by Chris Walter. Like, they really partied it up, these guys. They formed in Victoria in, where was it? Pretty very early in the piece, 1979, I believe, they formed in Victoria, British Columbia. And they wrote a lot of very offensive songs. But you know what? Actually, let's play a couple of their songs first, and we'll come back and talk more. Not for the Squeamish, here's the Dayglo Abortions from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
symbol. He'll summon up a serpent from the depths. A buckaroo should be sifted. He's gotta share the freezer's water. He'll divide your balls with his metal. The beast from beyond and his presence rape each other. A sneaky little demon. His gopher's name is Roger. Battle scars from tricky lucky. Rotten teeth and metal fire. But you know about his evil power. He flips thunders at the sun. He swallows chicks who thought were sexy. Fever blood of human runs. The stoner from his fetish. For lack of oxygen and disease. He's a pioneer legend. We are circumcised and our boots are filled with fleas. Fizzy little demon. The scrubber's name is Roger. Battle scars from tricky lucky. Rotten teeth and eyes of fire. The dude of all his evil power. He flew fingers at the sun. He swallowed chicks and that was sexy. Fever blood knows him to run.
cruise on down to the water knoll. I don't care how drunk I get as long as I don't break my board.
Bullets ringing, keep on drinking. Landlord's screaming, I'm not going
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
So there you have it. The Dayglo Abortions from Victoria, British Columbia, who formed in 1979, and very, very in-your-face band. And I recommend the biography by Chris Walter. It's titled Arg, Fuck, Kill, The Story of the Dayglo Abortions. And it's a wild ride through the history of the band and drunken antics and tours all across the continent and beyond. And I haven't got to the part yet about the obscenity trial. So they really... They had something coming to them when they put out a couple of those early albums, and they did not fear. Well, I don't think they really expected what was going to happen when the police officer in Ontario found his daughter's copy of their record and flipped out and ended up instigating a raid of some warehouse, I think. So all of their CDs were confiscated just before a big tour. And it went down to become a bit of a legal battle. And, you know, I couldn't help but think, I was just reading an article online of the worst Canadian songs of all time, and there were a lot of predictable things there from, you know, like Bryan Adams and Celine Dion and Crash Test Dummies and all sorts. And of course, Nickelback was the most, you know, worst song of all time in Canada, one song. And I thought I should probably listen to this, you know. And sure enough, yeah, I mean, the lyrics are so misogynistic. I mean, you can say what you'd like about their sound. I mean, yeah, it's generic and whatever, but their lyrics really are really offensive. And this is music that goes to the mass populace. Young women have to hear what's coming out of Chad's mouth. And whereas you have this very obscure, you know, rough band like the Dayglo Abortions, who are really just, you know, out for a lark and for, you know, raising hell where they went, but you know, no one really thought that they were going to be heard in any huge way. You know, that's not really why they were doing what they were doing. They were all more part of the punk, you know, community and movement. And you know, it seems ridiculous that a huge legal furor happened about their music when you have the mainstream you know, kind of listening to Nickelback and letting that be okay. Anyway, I'm sure many people over the years have had these similar thoughts. And anyway, our station will always play the more independent music, of course, and even the more controversial, like the Daigle Abortions. So there you go. Not for the squeamish, but they're still out there playing. Now let's bring it back to Australia now. And the New Christs have a new album out. Legendary band featuring Rob Younger on vocals. He was the singer from Radio Birdman. So as you know, every start of the show we play the Saints I'm Stranded. And in the first wave of Australian punk, there were two main bands that really stood out. And one was the Saints and the other was Radio Birdman, who were from Sydney. Dennis Tech on guitar. He was an American medical student from Detroit, and he was living in Sydney, and he teamed up with Rob Younger on vocals and some other fabulous guys, and they went down in history as being really pioneering in the Australian rock and roll world. And when the band broke up in 83, Rob Younger was very quick to form a new band, specifically to start out, at least initially, to support Iggy Pop and his 1983 tour. And the band was called the New Christs, and the band has been in existence ever since in various forms. There's I think he's the only original member still in the band, much like the Dayglow Abortions, I guess. But they're very, very well respected and have put out a handful of very strong albums and are very well regarded in Europe, I believe. So let's go back into the past and play a couple of the real classics for the New Christs. First up, we'll play Born Out of Time. And then we'll get into a couple of new tracks from the album Incantation. So here we go. This is the New Christs and Born Out of Time.
Even now I'm dead, living out my time. My karma's in the red. She can keep a habit, she can shove them fucking pills. One day you will understand.
CITR presents the return of early aughts power poppers, the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, featuring members of the New Pornographers, Flash Bastard, and Jungle, plus Zed Dreplin, East Vancouver's premier Dread Zeppelin tribute act. Friday, August 15th at the Fox Cabaret. Early show starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp.
It's not the way she called my name when she called me on the phone.
Advance tickets at Red Cat and Zulu. All proceeds go to Syrian refugee support.
And exciting news, we'll be interviewing Mark Kleiner on the afternoon of that show too, the 15th of August, so tune in for that. So two tracks there from the New Christ from Sydney, Australia, with Rob Younger on vocals, a fine singer and fantastic stage presence. He's one of the all-time great frontmen. But this band is so unheralded when they really should be far more well-known. And I wonder if the new record is going to make a difference there. It's such a strong release, and I sure hope they get more recognition there. I mean, they're very, very well-regarded in Europe, and they can tour there any time to very appreciative audiences. But, I think they should be much more well-known. The songs are so strong. The new album is called Incantations. Let's play you two tracks now. First up is Waves Form, and then I'm going to play for you a track called The Golden Street. So here we go. Here's more New Christ with Rob Younger on vocals. Brand new record, Incantations. We'll be right back.
This is Ben from Gravemaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And I always feel great about playing a band like this, The New Christ, who you might otherwise not hear here in Vancouver, but they're fantastic. Rob Younger is a hero frontman and has put out a lot of music over the years, and his latest release is called Incantations for his band The New Christ. So you heard two tracks there. First up was Waves Form, and the second track there was called The Golden Street. And I was just trying to maybe make sense of what he was saying in the lyrics there, and I don't know, maybe it could be a little political statement about the current Australian government. You know, they're really doing a lot of not so good things as far as regular working people are going. You know, a lot of people believe that they've kind of manufactured a bit of an economic crisis, or claim that Australia has a huge deficit or something that isn't really the case. And then they imposed a lot of policies to cut back on a lot of essential services. And I was just thinking, I don't know, the lyrics there jumped out at me as maybe being a statement about, you know, this kind of thing that's going on. So anyway, that's The New Christ. Great record. And there's a good review of that at the website messandnoise.com, which I always recommend for... that's kind of like, I guess, the pitchfork of Australia. You know, a lot of, you know, it's pretty strong and discerning record reviews on there for independent music. Okay, so we'll be right back with some more new Australian music here on CITR 101.9 FM.
The Gelagos issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
So occasionally independent artists will find me online and send me some of their music from Australia, and I'll play for you a track right now from a gentleman who did that. His name is called Roger Gomez, and I'm going to play for you a track called Monday's Guide from a record he put out called Behind Cloud Nine. So here we go. This is Roger Gomez, an independent artist from Australia. Hope you enjoy this track.
I'm not the only one.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Some new Australian music there. First up was a gentleman who got in touch with me online and sent me his music, and I'm always happy to play that when an independent artist reaches out all the way across the oceans. Roger Gomez was his name. He's put out a record called Behind Cloud Nine, and the song was called Monday's Guide, the single from that record. In the middle there was another band from Australia called Glass Towers. A record is called Halcyon Days. A song is called In the City. And finally, more of an electronic number there from Grand Pavilion. It's their debut single called Weightless from a record called Secrets. That group consists of members Tom Hunt and Stu McNair. They recorded their debut EP Secrets in two phases, the entire instrumentals in the hometown of Brisbane, and the vocals while travelling and working in the UK in late 2013. And the press release says, combining their love of textures, layered samples and rhythms, Hunt and McNair incorporate real instruments into their electronic blend to create a transformative and immersed sound. So there you go, that's Grand Pavilion with a song called Weightless. You're on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got about half an hour, no, actually more like 40 minutes left of the show before African Rhythms. So we'll be right back after this.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
So long. Didn't know how to left it all, I left it clean. Now I'm a collection of memories. Take my body home. Take my body. Cross your heart and remember me, a good father and a bad seed. Take my young body home. Take my body home.
Pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of Warps, and a brand new house, and death, I can't get it way back. God, ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
When I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
You are listening to Strand of the Australian Canadian Music on Talk Show, either live here on 101.9 FM on the dial in Vancouver, or maybe online at CITR.ca anywhere in the world. And if you are missing part of the show, you have to race off right now, fear not, the podcast will be up in a matter of days, and you can go to ausstrandedradio.com and catch up on that and past shows as well. And we're on Twitter at ausstranded. So some wonderful female voices there in the last set. First up was Vancouver locals the Abraham Singers with Lift Off Canyon, a track from their latest called Late Riser. And then the very well-established band the Cowboy Junkies. They have an album called The Kennedy Suite. I think it's somewhat of a concept album. And I played you a song called Disintegrating. And finally, Cold Specs, a very impressive artist, with a song called The Mark from an album she's titled, this is a really clever title, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. Wonderful title there from Cold Specs. Let's keep going with the Canadian music for the rest of the show. Our local favourites, Weed, have been out on tour, and I believe they have a show coming up, a return to home show. I'll try to find the details for that. Anyway, here's a track called Heal from their album Deserve. This is Weed featuring CITR volunteer coordinator Hugo on bass.
Thank you. just your crazy appetite. Don't blame the girls if they still want to rule the world. Don't blame on some foreign land. Just let it all go or make it all stay. Should we let it all go or make it all stay?
Thank you.
Some local bands in that last set of songs. First up was Weed. They've been out on tour and they're playing a show at Horses Records. It's a brand new venue, I believe. 2447 East Hastings. They're playing that show. I'm just trying to find out the actual date for this. Here we go. It's Saturday, August 9th. There, Weed at Horse Records, along with a band called Prom Body, and that's an all-ages show. And the second band there, the track we heard, was by We Found a Lovebird, and they're playing a show at the Fairview Pub Vancouver tonight from 8 p.m. And there's three bands on the bill for $10. We have We Found a Lovebird is headlining, and we also have The Furniture and the Aquafit soundtrack. And the final band on the set there was Village, another local act, with a song called Stranger Thoughts. All right, not long left of the show. Some more Canadian music. Here's The Deep Dark Woods with a track called Miles and Miles. They're from Saskatchewan, I believe.
Thank you. Keep me slow. A hilarious joke for some dead pharaoh, but now not even the masons know what drug will keep that from coming. Smashes all my best laid plans to sand. And there's always someone to say it's easy for me. But I've revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing you can say to me.
You never held it.
Falling star, because you can't hold it. No more swallowed waist deep in the gore of the forest. A boreal feast, let it finish me, please. 'Cause I've revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing you can do to me. You never held it.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That's it for the show this week. More great Australian and Canadian music there for you to enjoy. And if you didn't get to hear the whole show, ostrandedradio.com is where you can find the podcast on the blog. It'll be up in a few days' time. Those last few tracks, The Deep Dark Woods, an album called Jubilee, and the song was called Miles and Miles. Then in the middle was Monomyth. They're a new signing to Mint Records. They're from Halifax, I believe. And I played for you a track called Vision from that Mint Records release. King, Does This Not Please You? That's the album title. And then Nico Case, The Worst Things Get is the name of the record, and Night Still Comes, track 2. And of course, Nico is part of the legendary New Pornographers, and they've just put out a brand new single. We played it last week, let's play it again. It's War on the East Coast with a pretty nifty film clip. Bye for now. We'll be back next week, likely with a studio guest. Bye.
Last night I dreamt Vancouver dressed up in the ocean. Last night I dreamt Victoria drowned in the ocean. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime, the right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Vancouver's original Latin Summer Festival is on August 17th at Trout Lake. Joy, fun, and food for families and folks of all ages. Latin-style dance celebrations all day include dance floors, DJs, bands, dancers, and exciting demos at our community booths. Come early, stay late, just off the Nanaimo SkyTrain stop. For more information, go to LatinSummerFest.com.
Ah!
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.